And the companies would be aware of that because they would be used to bidding on projects.
And then AIPAC was also given the opportunity to negotiate price down.
Right.
Did AIPAC, just curious, did they come down anything?
They didn't come down any.
Not anything from the original.
And then Emmerich Sasson sounded like that's 12,000.
They came down 12,000. Yeah. So it wasn't like it was a...
It wasn't a major.
Do you guys have any other questions?
I don't.
Move to award bid number 201806-411 for the Taney County Airport West Apron Rehabilitation Project to Emery Sapp and Sons.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Thank you, Commissioner. That contract had to be handled by Garber assistant leader.
Discussion of Bill Grant 2019.
I don't think I have a paper right in front of me. We were sent a notice from the Great River Engineering that the government was putting out a bill grant, which would be due April the 15th of 2019, and the commission would need to decide if we wanted to, knowing that we came to the final tier last year in the grant. The grant this year is, I think the max is 90, and once again, I don't have that paper in front of me, 90 million for rural. But the commission would need to decide if they wanted to get with their engineer firm and to...
Yeah, I've got this sheet here. It says submission deadline is July 15, 2019. It's a 900 million available. Half is urban and half rural.
It was suggested that we set up a meeting between the federal for MoDOT, get MoDOT to set up us a meeting so that we could have it explained to us exactly what they think our chances would be. So I would hope that if the commission would agree to have Beth, our representative from MoDOT, set up that meeting and meet with them.
And that is for Beth to set up a meeting with the Federal Highway and MoDOT first?
To get a handle on the details exactly.
What was it last year, like 1.1 billion? 1.2?
It was a little, yeah, it was a little less, I mean a little
more than what it is now?
Yeah, just a little more than what it is now.
The 90 or 92 million is the max that they will give to any rural, to any state.
Right.
Yeah.
So, that they may give us an idea on what they feel their chances would be, and then we would need to decide if it's something that we want to pursue on the Taney County Expressway.
So the main question that's being asked of us is, are we going to go for that again?
It also says there's a 20% minimum match. That's for urban.
That's for urban. And I know Devin and I both reached out to Beth with MoDOT, and her response, she's trying to get something put together, but at the same time, feels like they don't have a magic answer either, because they've not gotten the grant. Is that kind of what...
Have you talked to her since Friday, Devin?
No.
She didn't realize that our engineer firm had made that request.
What event were we at where I gave her the letter?
We were at the public
for Long Creek. Yeah, Long Creek Bridge.
What day was that? Oh, okay. I saw her on Friday, just an informal, and she said that she didn't realize that she hadn't said at that meeting. She thought we had met already.
Oh.
And so I shared with her the email that Great River had sent, and so, so I would hope she would pursue to set it up, but... if the three commissioners were in agreement, then we could request her to do that.
Yeah, I think we need to go for it again.
I'm good with going for it. Yeah.
So then
it shouldn't cost us any more than what we've already got in it as far as the fees with the engineering company. I mean, everything's pretty much done.
And also what we're already doing with Coon Creek, with getting the easements and everything. When,
right.
That'll be great for the people there. So then it's agreed that Nick or Shannon can send an email with all of our names to Beth requesting that.
Yep. Okay. You with me?
Second, I'm gonna write a quick note here.
I understand we had a head shake, but I don't know if she can get that in the minutes. All three commissioners did agree that we
I said yes.
Did you say yes, Mike?
Yes. Taney County Park Board projects discussion.
Projects in there.
just our projects that we have slated for this year. Some of them have already been started that we had kind of carried over from last year. We always put $10,000 for general maintenance. That's mowing, upkeep, just toiletries, everything for all our parks. We spent $3,500 right after the first of the year that was already slated that we had to finish up from that we didn't get done from last year. And then at K-Park, we have $3,000, and that's to remove the old broken concrete tables, replace with tables that we already have, pour some pads for the tables. We found that if we don't pour the pads for the tables and anchor them down, they get warped or people carry them off, And then also, we had, bought, fire rings and lamp and shepherd lamp, holders and everything. And then, we had 500 in there for the painting of the new gate down at, Kissy Mills Park, which that's already completed. It kind of leaves us with 13,000 that we have kind of in limbo right now. We have the, creek bed cleanup at Kissy Mills. The Corps has provided the embankment material, to fix that, and all we have to do is pretty much provide the labor for it. And then we're still in kind of limbo on the guardrail down at K Park, going down to the boat ramp down there. We're trying to figure out who's, I guess, responsible for that, if Corps will help us out on that. And then we've been approached by Cedar Creek to build a pavilion down there. We worked with them several years ago, back when Ronnie was here, and we were going to do a pavilion down there. Well, at that time, they didn't have their organization down there. Now they've reapproached us last year, I think it was. And so they're serious now, and they would like to have a pavilion down there. And then we got approached by Russell Jackson here last month about doing a project at Murder Rock. He wanted to lease that to us, basically. We put in a little parking area and some walking trails down to Murder Rock. And as a board, I think we all were in agreement on it, but it probably wouldn't get done this year. That may be something that we have to put off to next year or the year after. We did put out, or Devin and the sign guys put out driveway counts for all our parks. We've pretty much got Kissy Mills 100%, which if you guys drove by there, the park looks wonderful. We did the driveway counts from 4-2 to 4-16, which is kind of the weather didn't cooperate with us, but we had 491 at K-Park. That's just at the park itself. At K-Dock, we had 565. And then at Kissy Mills Park, we had 1,520. So, and then at Moores Bend Boat Ramp in Cedar Creek down there, we did 138 at that new boat ramp that we did put down there. So our parts are getting used. I'd like to continue some spot checks, maybe over some holiday weekends and see, but I know K Park and Kissy Mills Parks do get used quite a bit. And I've heard nothing but good feedback on the new bathrooms and the picnic pavilions and everything else down there. That's kind of what we have going as a board.
You mentioned something about the walking trail and lease and everything. That's something probably if you were going to endeavor into something like that, you'd have to, the attorney would have to know whether that was even possible.
That's something that, because right now, our main concern right now is we really need a well drilled at K-Dock or at K-Park. And that's hopefully maybe our next year's project, which that's going to be an expensive endeavor to do a commercial well and try to get that finished and get that back up to 100%. And then we'll continue on with our other projects. The Murder Rock probably deal, I'm guessing, is probably a 2-3 year down the road project.
So you're just giving a report by your bylaws requiring you to come to the commission to report.
Good to me.
Sounds good.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Gals.
Thanks.
Sorry.
Appreciate
it.
The commission will cover it all.
Yeah.